Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. We all know Sacramento summers can be scorching hot with plenty of heat waves and temperatures creeping into the triple digits. But at least for the past month, it hasn't felt the same as in years before. July saw plenty of sun, but it was distinctly cooler with more days in the 80s than the 100s. Not that any of us are complaining, but what caused this unusual shift? And with at least another month of summer to go and temperatures starting to creep back up, will we ever see something like it again? Adam Epstein is a chief meteorologist at Fox 40 and joins us now. Adam, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. Excited to talk about our weather and, in fact, how cool it's been.
We're excited to have you here to talk about something other than triple-digit temperatures. This
yeah,
is great.
Me too.
So just to start off, how surprised are you by what happened last month?
It is surprising. I specialize in short-term forecasting, 5 to 7 days out. You know, that's what I studied in school and what I put my focus in. So I don't look down the line too much. So when we get a month like this that is significantly below normal, it is surprising because that's not the trend overall. Seeing this happen year after year where we're getting warmer and warmer, and all around the globe it's happening. So when we have a cooler month, especially in the summer, something I notice, and I'm sure everyone at home notices too.
Yeah, well, let's dig into some of the numbers on last month. I mean, obviously, you look at those stats. What were some of the statistics behind this recent weather that stuck out to you?
All right, let's go through some of the numbers. So let's start with the mean maximum temperature. So the average maximum temperature for this July was 89.4 degrees. That's about 3 degrees lower than the normal, which is 92.6. And I'd also like to contrast this with last July in 2024, where the mean average high was 98.5. So from last year to this year, huge difference. This year was the seventh coolest when just looking at the high temperatures. But for meteorologists and statistics, we look at the highs and lows and average them all out. So the mean average temperature came out to 73.5 degrees. That's the 12th coolest on record for July. The normal is 75.9, so about 2.5 degrees below that. But last year, it was 81 degrees. Now, this is the warmest July ever from 2024, and in fact, it's the warmest month ever on record for Sacramento. So if you were here in July 2024, you could say you lived through the warmest month in Sacramento's history. And it keeps going. It gets more impressive, too.
So it's two completely different Julys.
Yeah. From one side of the spectrum to the other.
Yeah. Okay. So then what caused these cooler than expected temperatures last month?
Okay. So for the explanation of this, we have to go into what's called synoptic meteorology. And synoptic is a scale. The same way you have microclimates, you have mesoscale meteorology, and then synoptic scale, which is, you can think of it as countrywide. So when we look at the Pacific during the summertime, there's a high pressure system that usually sits right off the coast of California. That's called the Pacific High, or the North Pacific High more specifically. In typical patterns, high pressure acts like an invisible force field, a barrier. So storms, areas of low pressure, can't go through it. They get pushed around it. Around highs, winds spin clockwise and outward. So a low comes towards it from the west, gets pushed to the north towards the Gulf of Alaska, and then tends to drop in the Pacific Northwest, missing us completely. Now, this position of the high changed this summer. It shifted a bit farther to the north, and it's also a bit weaker. So now, all of a sudden, you have this pathway for lows to come directly to California. That ushers in cooler air, creates more thunderstorm activity in the Sierra, and it supports a more consistent marine layer at the coast. A place like San Francisco, a lot cooler than normal, too. We had some fog hang around, even had some drizzle a few days in San Francisco. And here in Sacramento, the effects of it were one of the coolest Julys in recent history.
So it's really this position of a high pressure system. It was further north. Is that I assume that's pretty unusual.
It's happened before. Yeah, it is unusual because usually we have the typical pattern of the high right off the coast and the heat. So around that high, when it's directly off the coast, you tend to get more north winds, and that's a land breeze. Land breeze is warmer. Now, the sea breeze is cooler because of the ambient temperature above the ocean. But you get a land breeze coming from the north, not only does it get hotter for us, but you also tend to get drier conditions, and that leads to more intense fire weather. So we've been lucky on multiple fronts, just feeling more comfortable, saving money on our electricity bills for air conditioning, and not having extreme fire danger yet this summer.
And it sounds like this impacted, of course, Sacramento. You mentioned San Francisco. What, the entire West Coast? Did everywhere feel this impact?
Not so much up in Oregon and Washington at times. They still got into some heat. But California specifically was a lot cooler than normal all the way down to Los Angeles and San Diego. Meanwhile, the rest of the country was way hotter than normal. You had heat waves through the Midwest and Chicago down to the Deep South. And it's not just the heat there, but the humidity too. So if you went to New York or if you went to Florida, you expect the humidity there. You have a temperature of 95 to 100 degrees, but it can feel like 115 with that humidity. Coming back to California, a high of 90 feels amazing.
And just to put this into a little more context, I mean, folks felt the cooler weather. I know we've all been enjoying that, but it's not like record-breaking cooler weather, right? You said it was, there had been plenty of other summers that were cooler, right?
Right. And when we just look at July, it's the 12th coolest on record, not even cracking the top 10, right? And there are other metrics we can look at. So summer, meteorologically speaking, is June, July, August. So it's the hottest quarter of the year statistically. So the mean average temperature so far for summer overall is 73 degrees, and that's the 27th coolest on record. These records go back to 1947. Last year, it was 78.2. That was the hottest start to record ever. Our hottest temperature so far is just 102 degrees. That happened July 11th. Coincidentally, that's the first day the state fair opened. So it's like those two things are synonymous. You have high heat and the fair beginning, but the rest of the fair was great. The 100-degree days for the summer so far since June, just two. We average 15 for a summer, so we are far behind that path. And last year at this date, it was 20.
So 20
again, from
last
one extreme
year.
To the other.
Oh my gosh, 2 to 20, wow, or 20 to 2. Wow, right. That's amazing. Do you happen to have any information on what the coolest summer was in Sacramento's history?
I don't have those dates on me, but I can look them up.
No problem. We'll check in later. No problem. All right. So another impact you talked about, you know, fire danger. So how have we been doing in terms of rainfall? I know it's obviously been pretty dry.
Yeah. An interesting fun fact about Sacramento in July is this is a month where we average 0.00 inches of rain. So we expect nothing this month. And sure enough, that's what we got. And this is an effect of having that North Pacific high right off the coast, blocking any storms from coming our way. In the summer, the only real chance we get of precipitation comes from monsoonal moisture, which comes out of Mexico region and then up the four corner states. But if it drifts far enough west, it can get into the Sierra, and then you get a couple of rogue storms that make their way into the valley. So it's possible that we get some thunderstorms in the next month or two in the valley, but it's not something you count on for a significant amount of moisture. We don't ever get any in the summer.
Those can be those really warm but sometimes wet storms that might creep up from Mexico. Very good. Okay, so back to the cool summer. Should folks expect to see this in future years? I mean, is this just an anomaly? What do you think?
So this is something I've thought about too. Anytime we have like cooler than normal conditions or record cool, which is less and less frequent, I look back this month and I think, this very well may be the coolest July that we experience for the rest of our lives. Statistically, that's what the evidence points to, that months in the summer and all around the year are getting warmer and warmer. For every one record cold event that we get three or four record heat events. So these things are becoming exceedingly rare in our changing climate. And I wouldn't expect us to see more cooler Julys. You know, more often than not, they're going to be hotter than normal.
The answer I think we probably expected. Maybe we wanted a different one, but
I know.
Does make sense. So Adam, temperatures have been climbing again. The forecast is calling for a return to the high 90s by Saturday. So are we in for a dramatic shift back to hotter weather?
Yeah, I guess weather is subjective and not objective in this regard, where what's hot to you may not be hot to someone else. So we are looking at a gradual warming trend this week. And like you mentioned, could be in the upper 90s by Saturday this weekend. And that is more of what you'd expect for summer. So it could be jarring to some if you got used to temperatures in the 80s to near 90 degrees, which has been wonderful. But yeah, we'll gradually ramp that up this week. And Beyond that, I honestly can't tell you what's going to happen. A lot of people have been asking me, since it hasn't been hot in June and July, does that mean we're going to make up for it in August and September, right? It's a common question. The answer is there's no indication. What we have happening right now does not tell us what's going to happen later in the summer, does not tell us what's going to happen later this winter, if it's going to be warmer or cooler than normal. Weather doesn't work that way, and like evening itself out, meeting a certain quota, it just can change depending on the season, depending on that synoptic pattern.
I wonder, and maybe this is a question when we have Cal Fire here in the studio in the future, but the cooler weather, I assume vegetation out there is somewhat less dry. I mean, would it help with, curtailing some of the large fires that we see as we get into the fall?
Yeah, that's a great question. I haven't looked at this metric in 1 week, maybe 2 weeks, but it's called the energy release component. And that basically tells us how much fuel is available for wildfires. The last time I looked at it, which was maybe 7 to 14 days ago, we were slightly below average for this time of year. So having the cooler conditions, having not seeing north wind events definitely has helped. Even though this year, California statewide has burned more acres than your five-year average, we still haven't seen any massive wildfires in Northern California. But as we go into August, September, and even October, where vegetation dries out in the higher elevations, in the mountains, the trees dry out, that's when the bigger wildfires become more of a concern. That's when you can have forest fires that burn 100 plus thousand acres.
So hopefully maybe that's, one lasting positive thing from our cooler summer.
I would hope so.
Adam, thank you so much for joining us here on Insight.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Adam Epstein is the chief meteorologist at Fox 40. We've been looking back at Sacramento summer and the unusually cool weather we experienced last month. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.